hold on the top of the test of a base. Yehuda said three cases in the Mishnah where we deal with Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as independent of each other. One is that you can make an Erev on each day in a different direction. The second one is a person that can sit down, can be mafresh truma and meiser from a peris with a tanai and each day. If it's a day of Kurdish, he's not doing anything because it's also to be mafresh truma and meiser on Kurdish. And if it's chol, he's being mafresh. So this way, he does it on day one. He can't eat it on day one yet because if it was day one was Kurdish, he didn't do anything. If it's chol, he was mafresh. Comes to day two, he does it again. So if day one was Kurdish, day two was Chol, he's being mafresh right now. If day one was Chol, he was mafresh already, and then he can eat it. And the third case was the Be'ash and Nolda Bezu, is Barish and Te'al Chel B'Sheni. You could eat it on the second day. So, because we look at the 2 days as separate. So the question is, why do we need to say three cases in the Mishnah? The point is, we look at the 2 days as independent. And therefore, the chara, all three halachas are really the same halacha. Where says, we need to say all three cases. The bachas, the gears of the ratio, the first case, regards to the halacha of Eruv, making Eruv in different directions. But how come Rabbi Huda, I would say that's what Rabbi Huda said, is halacha mishum dolaka ovid midi. He's not doing any mice at all on Yom Tov. He puts the two different Erev in place, Erev Yom Tov. And he says, Erev Yom Tov, either A or B. A on day one, B on day two. So he's not doing anything on Yom Tov at all. Avachal Kala, when he stands there with the basket on Yom Tov, and he's mafresh, he makes it Tanai, and he says in the Tanai, if today is Kodesh, I am not doing anything. If it's Chol, I'm being mafresh. So, but that's very nice. That's what he says. But people see a guy standing there with his basket being mafresh things. So it looks like an act of hafrash on Yom Tov. So maybe he would say that that's also. The Mesek Misak and Tivlo. Eimam Moder Hulu Rabban. I would say it looks like he's being Misak and Tivlo on Yom Tov. Therefore, the Chol would say that he would agree that you cannot do that. Okay. Biashrin and Hani Tarti. If I would have said the first two, and not the case of the egg, Mishun Dalekha, the Migzer Elayo. So you tell me that either looks like you're being misakin or not. So I said, no, since he spoke out clearly, it's a nice, it's not. But it itself doesn't come to other problems. The more says in Be'ah, the first parak, that Be'ah should know the reason why it's usher, the more it goes to different reasons why it's usher. But one of the explanations is because if we allow a Be'ah should know, the people will, the thought process will be, if I can eat an egg which is born, I can eat an apple which fell off the tree. It's called Paris and Nushrin. Or allow him to eat the egg, you'd be allowed to use the liquid which came out of the paris. Both of those are usher because Chazal usher that because of there a person might come to pick things off the tree, or because Chazal were afraid the person would go squeeze the fruit to get the liquid, and those are usher which are applied to Yom also. So the Isser of the Be'ah is not just for itself, that itself is Osir, in other words, the frustrated Truman of the Isser, because it looks like you're being Misak in something. Because it also looks like Tikkun. So you tell me, you know what, it doesn't look like Tikkun over here, because he made it tonight. Good. So, but there's nothing else to be Geiser. But over here, the whole Isser of Be'ah is because it leads other things. So that still potentially can be led to and would be a problem. Therefore, that's what he needs to tell me. So, Eima Murder Lurabanan. Therefore, Tzricha, we need to say all three cases. It's like Rashi. Second Rashi on the page. The third narrow line, Tzricha. Lurbi Huda Lurayu. The base Kedusha is saying, Hanat Flas Mili. tell me that it has a din of two kedushas in regards to three different areas. Linyan Erev, Bekalkola, Ubeya. Why? So the first one, the area doesn't do anything at all. But Kakala, the Mexican Misak and Tivla, a Maloy, it looks like you're being Misak and Tivla and Yom Tiv. So I would think that's also. So, I'd have to tell you that case is Mutter. If you tell me that case, I'd say, but Bay is still worse. Shanol de Yom Tiv, Itzer Bechlal, Xeris, Perin, and Noishrin, Shagazar, Alein, Shema, Yala, Belitrish. Bay is Shanol, this part of this larger Xera of Perin, and Noishrin. V'yesh oisim b'chalal mashkin shezavu min anovim. It's part of the gzera of mashkin shezavu, of the liquid flow out of the grapes or other fruits. Shagazu alein mishum shema yisrit v'maykab the duskita v'hakputa b'shmaita k'maisa debeya. So they're part of a larger iser, which does apply something in the word does that, and that does apply on both days of Yom Tiv. So I would, if I allow it in the second day, you say the Mashkin Shizobu was also on the second day. So the Xeris Mashkin Shizobu would still apply. That's how I would think. Kamashul, we don't, but we say that we look at it each day separately and we don't say that. Tanya, something more. Case number of Yehuda, Masadam ala Kalkola. What's the process that the person does? So beyond the region, the Masal Kakol beyond the region, Rechel B'sheni. What's the process that you do to allow you to do this tonight and then be able to eat it on the second day? So Ha'il of Shnei Kakol Shal Tavol. He has two containers of Tavol. Armi Mayer Mechol. So he says, if today is the day of Chol, Ulmachar Kodesh Shemar was usually the day of Yom Tiv. So it's the day of Chol. Shtehezu Chumalzu. I want that the Afrasha should be in Kakol A for. To be matter Kakola B.
Now, why couldn't he just specify, you know, if it's in one Kakola?
My understanding is he could. I wasn't sure why he stopped on two. Is it just that's easier to give the example of how to do it? But theoretically, I think it should be okay. In Mayim Kurdish, well, the Machar called today really is the day of Kurdish. So I don't want to say anything. I don't want to do anything at all because I do not want to be over the Isser of being Mafrish, Trumas and Maestas on Yom Tov. Then Bekara Al Hashem Umenicha. So he designates. So he says this tonight, and he says, "Okay, this is going to be the Truma," and he leaves it where it is. Lemacher, the second day.
Now, this is like a tonight kafel here. So that's required. I mean, if he just said, you know, in my yom kol, lemacher kodesh tezu truma hazu. Okay, and he could have stopped there. Then you know, it would have been mashma that. If it's not kol, then you know it's not effective.
You're probably right. Probably it's just an alcohol.
Is that a problem over here? That it's not an
alcohol? Well, it is
an alcohol.
Oh, it is. Rather, mercy. If today is Kral, I want this to take place. If it's Kurdish, I don't want it to take place. So that's both sides.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Right. It gives a mashmah that you require it's an alcohol. Yeah.
Probably. Right. Then he says, the next day he says, today is the whole day, so I'm doing hafrash. I don't mean to say anything at all. Now he can designate which was a chum, and he can eat the remainder, obviously. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Rabbi Yossi says, you can't do that. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. We look at the 2 days as one long kedusha, you cannot do that. Okay. Now, so now the Morris says, "Workshop, we're sitting down because we would be blown away by this, right?" So, even with 2 days of Yom Tov, you have the same problem. He looks at it as one long kedusha. That's a new chiddush which we haven't had before. We've had discussion of Shabbos and Yom Tov. where both are clearly Kurdish, there's no question that they're Kurdish, but it's two, are they one Kiddush or two Kiddushes? Rosh Hashanah, we had the argument, Chazal specifically were misakin it as one long day, one long Kiddusha. But 2 days of Yom Tov is because of Safik. So that's the Gemara is going to have some discussion about that. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Mekara Lashem, but tonight, Kama Shemar, when you do the Kriya Shem, you're doing the Kriya Shem, but tonight. So the Kharan really. I'm trying to figure out why you need the more presents like two steps. First step is you make this whole process, then you say, this is Truma. Carlos means that this is Truma. But you already said, this should be Truma for this, if the Kol, Kodesh, etc. You already said it already. And here Rashi stresses it again. And when you say, you do the Kriya Shem, you do it with the Tanai. I mean, why isn't that sufficient when you said before? Actually, when the Rambam brings it down, the Rambam does not even bring down the second step. You have a Kol Hashem. So that just makes it more confusing. Lubacher, however, Aloysa Atzma Shatei Tuma Al Chaverta, the same one, Shvi Tuma Al Chaverta, Kol Hashem, Aloysa Shatuma, the one of Tuma, he's Kol Hashem, Vachol Chaverta, and eats the other one. The 2 days of Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos or Sukkos. Shatara Omer Yom Echad Shabbos. The Torah says only one day is Shabbos. Megel Oisin Shnei Yomim. They do 2 days. But Neishu Rechakim Mebezin. They're far from Bezin. Main Yoidim Im Hukva Tishrei Benisin B'Yom Shloishim B'Yom Lamedal. They don't know which day was really Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, even though it comes, you're only doing it because of a question. Questionable. B'chaim and I was chal, and one is definitely chal. For the hachi, machra who Rabbi Yosi is machra. Okay. Now, behind the Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even though we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah on the Golius, excuse me, don't refer to it as Shem Yom Tov Shal Golius. Neisha Af Yerushalayim, Pamim Hoya Oisin Na. Even in Yerushalayim itself, we can sometimes do 2 days. So if the Edom came on the first day, before Mincha, they only kept 1 day in Yerushalayim. The Edom only came on the second day. They theoretically would have kept 1 day after Mincha. But since Chazal said that we don't say Edom after Mincha anymore, but you still keep the day Kurdish, the Teres Badai, you end up keeping 2 days. Okay. Zatil Mora. Hahubar Tavyo, the Osset Lebei Resh Galusa, the Itzet Beyam Tav Rishon Shal Galius, Bishtahit Beyam Tav Sheni. Young Tzvi was captured on day one. It was trapped on day one. Rashi says, Ayyadei Nochrim, Goyim did it. And they shattered it on day two. So Rav Nachman Chista Ochloi, Rav Nachman Chista ate from it, and Rav Sheshes Loi Ochloi, Rav Sheshes did not eat. So as they hold it, we look at it as two separate Kedushas, so anything which is captured on day one, if day one is Kurdish, day two is Chol, so you'll not eat it. If day one was Chol, for sure you'll not eat it. Rishesh didn't eat it because he held his one Kedusha, like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Menachem, my Avid lay the Rav Sheshes, what are we going to do to convince Rav Sheshes? He's not eating the meat. Amalei, Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said back to Rav Nachman, "How could I eat it?" the Tani Isi, Darmala Isi Tani, Bechen Hayir Bersi Oysa Bashayam and Tavash Agolius, Isi quoted a Brysa. That Rabbi Yossi says it's also in Shayim Tavash Agolius. Okay, now there's two Yerushas in the Gemara. The Gemara says two presentations. One, he was saying it as a statement. The Tony Yisi, that's a Rashi learns. It didn't need, because how could he ask him to eat? Yisi said it's name of Yossi that it's also. Or if army law Yisi Tony didn't Yisi learn, so he should say that and I should eat. I'm not sure why there's any, you know, the Nafkin between the two presentations how to say it. Okay. So Amar Rava, Rava says, okay, that price that you just quoted, I don't think it's compelling to what you're saying, because really it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. My kusha dilma hachikamer mechena your bersi oyser b'shteyam and tamash al Rosh Hashanah begayla. When he says yam tamash al galus, it means Rosh Hashanah in the galus. Okay. The verse says, well, that's what he means. Yachishal galus begayla mi b'ayla. Why does it use? You shouldn't use yam tamash al galus. You should say begayla. What's the Kiddush over here? Mishlam in Yerushalayim, where they keep 2 days out of halacha vaday, Chazar Masach, and you cannot accept Eidim after Mincha. And you know that Eidim are not here. And you know that it's mutter, so you have to keep it. That's the Chumrah, Chazar Masach, and the Torah Tavadah. It's only relevant to Yerushalayim. But beyond Yerushalayim, where nobody knows what the Bezdin did in Yerushalayim on that, those 2 days, they have to keep both days. But they have to keep both days because of Masafik. So the only place where you're keeping 2 days because of Avadai is in Yerushalayim. So I could have argued that in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yossi holds that you can't be married 2 days because it's two different directions, because it's two separate, it's one law Kedusha. But in Rosh Hashanah of Begayla, I could have argued that over there he greased the Yehuda, that it's Mutter. So I said, no, then they even saw. He said, yeah, but the Lashon of Golius and Gola doesn't fit. Okay. So Saravasi says, Rav Ashi, not Rav Asi, but Rav Ashi. My kusha, he says, going back to this question that Rav Shesha says, you know, this is not acceptable because of what Rav Yossi said. I don't see Rav Yossi as compelling at all, because I can understand Rav Yossi in the following way. Can't hold Rav Yossi. Oisa Isser shall Isser shteyam and tovim shall golius kishteyam and tovim shal Rosh Hashanah l'rabbanan d'sharu. Rav Yehuda said Rosh Hashanah the 2 days are mutter one to the other. Rav Yossi said it's awesome. And the phrase of Can't hold Rav Yossi. Now we have the Gersa of Oyser. So he said, but it means that he made it us, that he passed it as Oser. He says, no, he dealt with the potential Iser of 2 days of Yom Tov, like on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Huda's Shita, that it's Mutter. Okay, so he doesn't see that the price is compelling. The logic would dictate that the case is mutter. Asher Rav Sheshes the Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshes didn't apparently did not learn like that, and he felt that Rav Yossi was compelling that it's also. So Amar Leitani Mar Midi BeKedushas. And this issue of one Kedusha versus two Kedushas. Did you learn any, do you have any Masar, any Brises, etc.? I'm like, yeah, I have a Brises. It says, quote, Mar Rabbi Yossi, Rishayim Tam Mishal Golius, that the 2 days of Yom Tov, the Golius, Rabbi Yossi is a murder that it's mutter. So that we have an explicit Brises that it's mutter. Not like where Rav Sheshes was learning. So Amar Lei, so Rav Sheshes said back to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, so she said, Amar Lei imeshkachas lehu lo temu lehu lamidi. If you meet these people who questioned me, don't tell him this price, because that'll prove the point that I'm wrong. And he held that maybe the price shouldn't be. Rashi says he'd be embarrassed that he made this mistake. I mean, they know their position. I'm not being mechadish a position to them. They know their position. They feel it's not a question of halachically making a mistake. They're going to stand by their heter. The only question was that I didn't eat. The hell was us, and now I realize I was wrong, so that's my business. Not, you don't need to publicize it.
Why?
What?
It seemed to me like they didn't want to tell them.
I mean, strengthen the position, right? They're giving shiur next year. They could say, and, you know, this may seem like it's forced, but you know what? There's actually a price.
Okay.
What do you mean?
The shot was a little bit. It's lechora. It seemed a little bit like it was forced, but apparently it was a ripe shot, and you've got a price to back you up. And
sure. Okay. Okay. Rashi. Where has a little more has another approach how to deal with this. Let's see, but let's see Rashi first. Bar Tavya is a tzvi. It's in Yom Tov Rishon Shogolius by Yedei Nochem. It was caught on the first day, so they shut it on the second day. Rav Nachman Rav Chista's Ochloi Mamonashav with the story of Mamonashav. E S Mochol. If the first day was really the weekday, and the second day is Kurdish, so then it was captured on Erev Yom Tov. Today's already weekday. So Chazal asked it, if a goy does something for a Jew, so a Jew has to wait till Motzi Yom Tov, so Bideshiyasa was 3 hours to catch the thing, so we waited already 3 hours. It's the next day already. So it was Yom Tov was over, 3 days, 3 hours were over, and now it's Mutter. Rav Sheshes Aliyachal, the Mishum, the Kusabra, Kedusha Achasi, it's one Kedusha. He says, what do you want from me? The Tari Yisi, Benichusa, the statement. Bamala Ravashi, Bamala Isi Tani, Belosh and Tema. Klemmer isi tani, but no echo. So different ways of reading it. So Rabba said, "My kusha." I understand what you're asking. Rav Sheshes, what you're worried about from the sefer? The mahar sefer nami a Rosh Hashanah koy. Vachikamer. It's not going with all the yom tovim, the pesach, shuas, and sukkos. It's going on Rosh Hashanah still, and it's saying the following. Rosh Hashanah not only in Eretz Yisrael but also in Gaila. Kol Rosh Hashanim Kaisin Shehaya Oisim Yishalayim Kishaboy Meirim in Mincha Lamala. So in Yishalayim the Eidim came earlier. The whole law wasn't the Gaya. The only time it was the Gaya is that Eidim came in Mincha Lamala. Rosh Hashanah in Golus, it happened every year anyway. Both days were awesome. So I want you to know what that his position is. He holds that that's the same problem. That's not just a din of self. She said, "Shogol is mashma banishay nasim shnayim ela begerla." Big girl, the way you suggesting what it means is there's not that the idea of 2 days isn't unique to Golus, but in also in the girl, they in the case of 2 days they asked the lesson of Golus. So these are the days which the Golus generated the halacha, because the people close to the Bez and Eretz Yisrael don't need this halacha. I'm Ravasi my kusha. So Rashi says I have a different approach. Still, my high oyster talking camera. Can I your biosi? Oyster is the shayam time shall golius. Cal, kids are shayam time shall rabbana, Rosh Hashanah, the rabbana, the pligi yellow. So I hold Rosh Hashanah, it's awesome. And the common argue with me. I said, so 2 yam time shall golius, the 2 days of golius. There I agree with the, that. That's like what the Chacham say over here. That by two mitzvahs shall go, is that it's a mutter. A mutter the truth say haki mil say. Well, look, you should best have Rabbi Yosi, the camel Rabbi Yosi, the mukhima, you buy chumra below time. You know, even though it's a day to do like this, we gain that the idea that we're suggesting you should keep 2 days as one kedusha does not seem to be logical. So it's a mishabesh. It's a mistaken notion. And we pass like Rabbi Yossi. So you'd rather have Rabbi Yossi saying something which makes sense. So he asked, "Did you learn anything?" He said, "Yeah." Tina Meredith, Rabbi Yossi, Bishteyam Tember Shagolius. The base kedusha saying two kedushas. He mishkachas. The Lord of Nachar, Rav Chista, Latema Lu Lai Milsa. The mixes of Eli Adolay Achulis Mine. I'd be embarrassed. Okay, Psak. So Rashi. So Rashi is coming up Pesach. Shemina mid Rav Nachman, Rav Chista. Excuse me. And mid Rabbi Bar Shmuel, mid Rav Sheshi is the Horeh Bei. We have Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, and Rav Sheshi, who eventually capitulated. Who mid the Rava? What's he over here? Okay. Dora Mesethas Beya. Nichon Meruba Tevshila and Meruba Tuchuman Meyantu the Chaveroi Umas. That you can do it in 2 different days and make this tonight. We derived the Meruba Mesethas Beya. Beishem Tamar Shogolius. Beishem Ola Bezev Mataris Bezev. Mekavi Hilchus Akubasei. Dara Nitzar Nukum in a Machurba Yamta Barishan Shogolius Mamtin the Arab Bhadesha Yaosa. If it was done by a goy in the first day, so you wait Bhadesha Yasa into the second day. Mutter. Comes out the Mikulu Shemin and the Echad Mehemcho. So we have clearly of all these opinions that we do the 2 days of Yamta Shogolius, one of them is a Vadecho.
And you're asking.
If we're willing to contemplate, that's one long kedusha between the 2 days. That's an option. So my mystery, Bahu, sir, Bay, why would the Bay be mutter? Bimishum the Bay isur the rabbanon. He may be able to argue. Yeah, he says the rabbanon. We're making even though it's possibly. Even if you tell me there's a tzad that it's one long kedusha, it's only a tzad. So Sabbath Rabban Lakula, well that's not true. Holo history, Bishayim Time Shall Rosh Hashanah, we do not allow it in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Void Kamalam Besadis Bay, the sacred Rabbanah, but the Rosh Hashanah Matirin is also. You can't tell me it's mutter out to Sabbath Rabban because it's the Rosh Hashanah Matirin, which Sabbath Rabban is also also. Void said it's Tzvi Malacha the Raisa, he was Sharia. They were not even the case of the Tzvi, which is the Raisa. Tzvi Kitzer.
Wait, so the Tzedas Tzvi is the Raisa? That was the guy that did it.
I
I think so. I think what he said, but we, the if the, if Chazal asks the Gzer, you might have the guy do it for you. That's why Chazal answered it in a second. Chazal answered, I can't be nehenna from the malacha of the goy who did the malacha on Yom Tov. If I look at his one on Kedusha, so this thing was nitzed on Yom Tov. Because he might come to ask the goy to do that for him. So that's definitely more chomer than the surveya. Because it's a area around and it's a deraisa.
What?
You're right, it's not much deraisa because it's a deraisa, I'm saying, but it's a area around and it's a deraisa, which is more chomer, and they're amount of that also.
What?
Asking a goy to do the tzeda is an issa deraisa. Doing the tzeda is an issa deraisa, but asking a goy to do it is a deraisa. But it's around and it's a deraisa. Wallachos gulagos osar. So Rashi says, so that's very clear to me that that's the Pesach. We should know that in the Bahag, Paskins, that the two Yom Tov Shel Golius have been like one long Kedusha. At least Misafik. Okay, Beolif time, he gets, his position comes from Midakova, Rapapa Hill, who's a Nachash Hevi Dern, the Yisrael. Case where a goy brought something for the Jew on Yom Tov of Golius, he says it's osur le'erev b'tei shayasa. It's mutter le'erev or it's mutter le'erev after b'tei shayasa. But Umukid the more explains the high le'erev asurin b'tei shayasa le'erev shamotzu Yom Tov sheni means after the second day comer. So the heavy royal lasses comer, which is the day that you're allowed to do it. So Rashi, be'enai nirashen okin. I don't think this is correct. Al kasasam omer le'eruv stam, which means it's just a le'eruv. Ibi yom tarishin heviyoy. Yamtin le'er b'leshiyasa. You wait that night b'leshiyasa. You keep it on the second day Yom Tov. You have to wait. Maybe this day was a Kaddish day. Boy, I'm talking b'leshiyasa. You need to wait b'leshiyasa. But if Yavibka had been the other way around, Koshkanat b'leham tano hayu matar. It was close. It's mamash mutar. You wait the second day, but they shiyasu. The shemar yom kodeshu. Fine. So he's saying that the Bahag's interpretation of le'erev means they shiyasu after the motzi yom tov sheni. He disagrees with. It means each day it's le'erev. Potato, that my pshat is right, that he meant b'tei shayasa of that day. So if it would happen on day one, it's mutter on day two, after you wait the time it takes that the goy could have done the work for you. The Ikri Milsa the Rapapa, Le'er of Yom Tov Rishon Kamar, Itmar is going on that evening. So, Domer Lekamon, Hana B'nei Ganona, the Gosib Lehunachim Asa B'Yom Tov Sheni, Lurta Sharlu Rabbanan
Rava.
Rava?
Yeah.
Okay. Rava. Okay. La Ruche, La Alter. So, these people had this garden. The Goyim cut off the Hadassim on Yom Tov Sheni, and Rav allowed them to smell it, to be nehenna from it immediately after Yom Tov. Alman Kesaver Kibinan B'dei Sheyasa B'Yom Tov Rishon. So here you see. So where is the halacha B'dei Sheyasa? Not after the second day. It's after the must be after the first day. Alma kibin and b'deisha yasu b'yom tov rishon. So kamalom kibin the yarcha the rishon ikur. We know that the first day is ikur. So that's when the b'deisha yasu applies. The second day, there's no dinim b'deisha yasu. Period. Aye, if it's kibin the yarcha is true, why do we keep 2 days? The Mor says over there that they sent the message. Chama sent the message that you must we should retain 2 days because of many of us said to be a day, and we're afraid that we might go back to it. Chas Shalom to the original situation problem when we lose our kriyas the yarcha. So he said, you know, it's better to keep 2. After the second day. We understand the kill the mice, it's more kill the labina with the also so the umis got a kavina and hilchus afiat of sheni with the shiasu also the suzuli bay similar the gemara suggests that the mice we this gemara is saying that we deem the shiasu of either day just as people shouldn't look at him or afraid people not take it seriously. Choose a gun yes we only can I can't upset. Rashi says they also have a goyim, one of the goyim who says like that also. So it's two different kedushas. It's a paskin. There is a bit in b'deisha yasu after both days.
This is highly unusual for Rashi to go on this halachic discussion.
Higher than usual. It's not. To this extent is usual. Rashi presents himself. It's definitely not uncommon. It comes up a few places in Rashi and Shas. Rashi presents himself.
We pass it, but I'm just saying, like, where he goes through all the other shitas and the gonim or whatever and tries to do a whole analysis.
Definitely uncommon, I'm trying to think right now, but I can't tell you, it's the only place in Shas. Definitely, I remember other places where he does it. They're not coming to my mind right now, but. Okay. Something more of Viter. Amar Ravashi. The D Amar Li Amemer. Rashi says, I heard from a Amemer that he told me that Hubar Tavio. Love is stood. The issue wasn't that it was caught. That Rishayis would agree that it was caught on day one. It's going to be mutter on day two. That wasn't the issue. Elamitzchus tchumas. The issue was that it was brought mitzchus tchumah on that day. So what was the issue? So man the ochel. So Rav Nachman and Rechista waited.
On the second day, it was brought chutz l'tchum on the second day.
Right. Yes. So man, the ochel sabra habav b'shul yisrael zeh mutal yisrael acher. So we have this halacha later on that if even though the person that's brought for it, Chazal asked it, but it's more still more lenient than the goy did a malacha for the Jew. So we say, but the malacha, so he can't eat it, other people can't eat it either, till after Yom Tov. If the guy brought him mitzvus tchum for the Jew, he holds it above a shul zeh, so that Jew cannot eat it on Yom Tov. But somebody else could. Mutli shalachel, therefore, whoever. So whoever. It wasn't brought for Reb Sheshes. So Reb Sheshes says, I could eat it. Rav Nachman and Chisda said we could eat it. It wasn't brought for us. So why did Rav Sheshes say you can't eat it? Because he held the following. Called the Osi, the Bay Reish Galusa, Adaita, the Kula Rabbanon Osi. They brought it to Bay Reish Galusa. So it means they brought it for the people of that household. Well, so you would take it means to members of the household. But since the nature of the Bay Reish Galusa was they would always be feeding the Chachamim, they go into the household and they're included in the Yisr. So the Banish Mashas has to be somewhat edible
for him. If it was a Jew's animal, that would be a problem of the tzchum.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is still tzchum.
Of the, in other words, the animal is kind of shvisa.
Right, so that would be a different problem, right?
Yeah. And that process you can't do is a problem.
Okay. That Rabbi Shmuel found Rabbi Sheshes. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Sheshes, and he said, Rabbi Shmuel, how you do Rabbi Erlem? And Rashi learns, and he asked him, do you hold it, that there's a potential that one could do, so that was his question. His answer is, lo, I heard that you are considering a possibility of it's one long kiddush. He says, no, I never said that. More answers, that was a different story. No. So the moral leaves it standing. As a question on this shot. Let's see Rashi. Ban Rashi, the Vani Pshita leder of Sheish is the Shari B'Sheini. If it's a question of Nitzid, he would definitely hold it as Mutter. El Mechuz Atchum Chaosu B'Bayim, it was brought that day. That was the argument. Fed Markashu Ashukhei Reb Sheishes. Vi B'Bayim, if it happened that day, am I Mashayla Ikedusha Achas to base Kedusha? Why was he asking him whether it's one or two Kedushas? That wasn't the issue. The issue was a different issue. But we have a Masara, we know that's what he asked him. So the more seems to leave that standing, hanging as a question.